Let's pray. You ready? Come on, every campus, everybody here at Great Neck, would you stretch your hand out toward me? I need your prayers this morning to deliver this message. Lord, I thank you. This is not my vision. I thank you, Lord, it is an entrusted vision that came from you. And Lord, I pray that you help me as if the mouthpiece of Wave Church to share the vision that you have for us. And Lord, I pray we'd all hear it, we'd receive it, we'd buy into it. And Lord, most of all, I pray that even in this morning's message, people might meet you as their Lord and Savior in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Praise God. Give someone a high five as you're being seated. Praise God. It's awesome. Oh, what a great start to the new year, huh? Anybody had a good start to the new year? Man, I'm telling you, I'm full of... I just want to go on record. And this is not about whether it's like me personally, whether it's Republican or Democrat. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm finding the news and the media right now nothing short of hilarious. Watching one channel network being so biased one way and another network being... And sometimes you just don't know what reality is anymore. And it's like these two... I mean, everybody else... I mean, I'm going from CNN to Fox to MSNBC. And I'm thinking, this, you would not think we live in the same country. Anybody else kind of like that? I'm like... What country do we live in? I think if another network did this really fair, true story, they might just be successful right now with all the bias and agendas going on every... It's hilarious. I'm enjoying it. I'm like, everybody's freaking out. Can I tell you? God is still in control. Amen. I love to say it. The heart of a king is in the hand of the Lord. Amen. God's not a Republican. God's not a Democrat. Listen to this. God's not even an American. He's the God of all people. Amen. And so, I don't know. I'm personally kind of smiling, thinking to myself, maybe God is doing something. Praise the Lord. Here's the theme for 2017. The theme for 2017, and every year Sharon and I go away for 10 days, beginning of January, and we just really take time to walk into a new year with a focused and a fresh and a determined vision for that new year. We want to make sure, I love that scripture. Anybody who knows me knows I preach vision. Amen. Proverbs 29 verse 18, without a vision, people perish. Without a vision, people cast off restraint. You got to wear the restraints of the vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, write the vision, make it plain, that he that runs may read, and he that runs may read it. Make it clear, make it simple, make it on tablets. And though it tarry, wait for it, it will come. It speaks to the end. Amen. That's Habakkuk, isn't it? I love to preach on vision. You have me here? Faith has a lot to do with vision. I love about what do you see? Abraham, go outside, look at the stars, because your faith will determine, your vision will determine your level of faith. You with me here? Jacob and the sticks. Remember that? Boy, I love to talk on vision. You've heard me preach all that. And I'm thinking, what would I share with you now for the next 12 months? But not just the next 12 months. About 2 years ago, we were celebrating our 15th anniversary as a church. Now it's actually 3 years ago, because now we're celebrating our 18th anniversary as Wave Church, as Sharon and I being the pastors. This church has been around long before then, and I realize, you know, I'm just the new kid on the block. You hear me here? And it'll go on after me, and it's been here before me. It's good for you to realize that, by the way. Amen? You're just assured playing your part and your place in the piece of the puzzle. You hear me here? And so I was thinking, you know, in our 15th anniversary, Lord, what do you want me to do for the next 15 years? That was 2015. And I felt like God gave me five key things that we were to work on for the next 15 years. And so if you like, it was 2015. So God really put in my heart, if you like, a vision to 2030. You with me here? So we're 3 years into the next 15. And I want to make sure that they are clear. Praise the Lord. I want to make sure that everybody understands what those five things are. And I'm being told to put my microphone down. And I'm an obedient pastor. You got no idea what goes on behind the scenes. There was a big sign on there saying headset, trying to remind me, Steve, put the microphone down. Praise the Lord. You think I just do whatever I want. There's strings all over the place here. I'm just saying. And so I just want to give you the five focuses. I mean, seriously, if I preach too long, they write, get off. You know, all sorts of, you got no idea. I mean, you know,
That's why I don't have any ear things in my ears. Praise the Lord. Because then there'd be more voices in my head, more than the voices that are already in my head. Praise the Lord. So what would God say for the next 15 years? And we're actually now 3 years into that. I want to make sure it's clear. Because I actually want to make sure we as a church understand the vision. It's plain, it's clear, it's simple, it's easy to understand. It's something you can run with. It's a vision that we can wear the restraints of. You with me here? It's like, I remember one time, somebody said, if you keep on celebrating Christmas the way you do and having Santa come, we're not going to come back to Wave Church. And I remember thinking, you know, we're just trying to use whatever we can to help reach out to lost people. And we're not gonna beat up on Santa. We're not going to crucify the bunny. You know what I mean? And we're not going to curse the darkness. We're going to light the candle. It's all part of vision casting. Clearly, these people obviously just couldn't run with that vision. That's okay. You with me here? But you can't hold me hostage to the vision that God's given me just to keep you happy. You with me here? So here's the vision. Will you run with it? Amen. And so to me, that's kind of like, it's all good. You know, I'm not into control. So don't you control the vision. Just one person with your thread of being here or whatever is based on me keeping you happy. And to me, I just think to myself, come on, we'll never be the church that curses the darkness. But now, you know, let me go on record because there's a lot of talk about this right now. I will always be pro-life. Always. And I will never not be that. But I will also never be somebody who goes around damning people who actually don't know the Word of God, don't know the wisdom of the Word of God. We can't change somebody before they meet Jesus. Amen. Our job is to bring Jesus to them and let Jesus bring the change. So anyway, I'm getting very political this morning. Where's all that coming from? Okay, so I want to give you the five keys that I feel like we're to focus on. The first one is Wave Church, and that's the biggest of them all. I believe the church is the hope of the world. How many believe that? I love Wave Church. How many, not just Wave Church, I love the church. Any church that preaches faith in Jesus, any church that preaches that God is the hope of the world, that Jesus shed his blood and Jesus alone in that regard, not, you know, and another testament. Amen. Not some cultish thing, but just a church that preaches Christ. Man, I'll celebrate any church. I'll celebrate any church that's all about reaching lost people. Amen. I'll celebrate a church that preaches faith in Christ, and I want to be somebody that's that kind of net-breaking, boat-sinking kind of church where we're reaching so many lost people, we got to call on other churches. I want to make sure we're bringing in a harvest. How about you? Amen? One of the reasons I think we're on TV is I often get texts and emails and letters from pastors who say, we watch your TV show and we watch the faith and the courage and the vision you have. And as a pastor, I get encouraged to have that kind of faith and vision for our church. And I see your church doing it and buying into it. It gives me confidence and courage that I can do that too. Amen. So we're reaching lost people, but we're also empowering found people. I love it. I'm a pig in mud. I love the idea. I love the church. Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You get your family, you get your life, you get your finances, you get your body into the house of God, and you've put yourself in a place where hell will not prevail against. Amen? Oh, I love the church, don't you? And so here's what God gave me for this next 12 months. And this is the five focuses. Number one is Wave Church. Everybody got that? But within Wave Church for the next 12 months, because it's Vision Sunday, I really feel like the Holy Spirit said to me that we're to strengthen our home base. And our home base right now is our 8 campuses. And if you like, our 9th one would be the online campus. And we're to give out of our strength, never to give away our strength. I believe with all my heart that any good leader would know that's wisdom. That you're never to give away your strength, you're to give out of your strength. Because if you give away your strength, I mean, here's what people say. I mean, I've heard it my whole Christian life, my whole pastor life, here at Wave Church, back in Hillsong Church, this is what some people say. Why doesn't the church take all its money, all its buildings, all its assets, sell it, and give it to the poor? Yeah, that's great. but we won't be around tomorrow to help them if you give away all that you have. But out of the strength of who we are, we can give. Amen. So you can give everything tomorrow, but today, but you got nothing tomorrow. You with me here? And so any good person in business would understand that as you're investing into new areas of growth, you don't give away your strength, you give out of your strength. Everybody catching that? Any person here, when it comes to financial investment, when it comes to buying a new home, you feel like buy a house that you can't really afford, and now all your money, praise the Lord, all your money, what was that, Lord? All your money is gone to pay a mortgage, and now if God told you to give $20 to somebody, you wouldn't have $20 to give it. That's giving away your strength. The Bible says better a living dog than a dead lion. You know, you buy a car that you can't afford, and all of a sudden, all you're doing is barely being able to afford to do that. You with me here? So that's a principle even for Wave Church. We've birthed 8 campuses in 18 years. How many think that's worth giving God praise for? Amen. But I really feel like we've stretched a lot. And let me just say this. The enemy will always seek to exploit any vulnerability of stretching. He will always, and here's what I felt like the Lord just gave me as clarity. That we are here. Anybody who comes to Wave Church knows Wave Church exists to get heaven to party. Every time someone gets saved, heaven rejoices. So when I get to heaven, I want the angels just to say, Steve, we're glad you're here, because while you're on planet Earth, we partied hard and we partied long because you were such a soul winner. Wave Church exists to seek and save the lost. Yeah. Amen? We will never be an us four, no more, holy huddle. Holiness is living in a hole kind of church. We will always be the kind of church that wants to reach lost people. Yeah. To seek and save the lost. But not just the seeking and the saving of the lost. But let me just say this. To also, we are here to heal the saved. Are you hearing me? It's not just, I mean, I gave my life to Jesus, I was 17. But let me tell you, I had some baggage. Matter of fact, Bill Mazingo, our worship pastor, this morning shared he got saved in this church 12 years ago. And he talked about he had stuff in his life that he had to work out. And let me tell you, the church is here, number one, to seek and save the lost. And number two, the healing of the found. The healing of the saved. And God can save your marriage. God can save your business. God can heal your emotions. And that's the real reason of Wave Church. Everybody catching this so far? And so here's the thought. We want to be wide in our reach, but we also want to be deep. Now, we don't want to be so wide that, and we have no depth that we can't build anything significant on it, because we're so wide we have no depth. We don't want to be so deep that we've lost our reach. So as wide as we go, we need to be as intentional about to the depth in where we go. Amen. Anybody catching this? And so I just thinking about that. We don't want to become so wide, we become shallow. And we don't want to become so deep that we lose our reach. Every church, there's a season for every church where you've got to respond to the different seasons that have different strategies. 2017, I've sat down with my personal assistant and I've determined with this in mind about strengthening our 8 locations. And we've given birth to our newest location, which is Chesapeake. Oh man, I love Chesapeake. It's our newest campus, and Chris and Alicia Moore are doing such a great job out there. As a matter of fact, you know what I should do? Can I just pause for a minute? Would you? I mean, we just celebrated our 18th anniversary, and on that, all the different campuses, other than here, Great Neck, did a video greeting to Sharon and I, which is very sweet, just wishing us a happy anniversary. And you got to understand, this is not professionally done. This is like, you know, Joe with a selfie stick and keyboard. And this is, you know, the lighting, you know, wasn't like a professional controlled environment. But what it does do, it gives us all a big look at how big our family is. Let me just say this, that our Norfolk campus, our Wilson campus, our Richmond campus, all have multiple services. You with me here? And you're seeing just one of the services. Would you like to see the big family? Would you like to see? Have a look at this real quick. I mean, for, you know, it's the 18th anniversary, but you'll get a visual of the church. Have a look at it.
Sharon, Pastor Steve and Sharon, just want to say that from Wayham Church, North Carolina, here in our Wilson campus, we honor you, we love you, we thank you for 18 years of incredible leadership. We know the next 18 years are going to be even better than these 18 years. So we want to thank you and we want to wish you today a happy anniversary for 18 years of incredible leadership. Come on, church, let's pray. Pastor Sharon, the last 18 years have been nothing short of miraculous. We're so thankful for you. We love you. And we just want to say from Wayne Norfolk, happy 18th anniversary! Well, Pastor Steve, Pastor Sharon, just want to say here from Wave Church in Greenville, we love you. Happy anniversary, 18 years. We are so thankful for your leadership, for your wisdom, and for all that you do in Wave Church. We love you, and we want to say happy anniversary to you. Come on, Greenville.
Pastor Steve, Pastor Shan, this is your Seaboard family. We just wanted to say we love you. We appreciate your leadership. In 18 years, we're excited.
Well, Pastor Steve and Sharon, we know today is a very special day.
I love the drama.
Wayne Church, we are celebrating the 18th year anniversary that you guys have come over to the United States. We love you. We're so excited. Chesapeake is excited. Come on, Chesapeake. Let's show our
love. It's our newest campus right here. Come on, let's thank God for the family. And so with that in mind, you know, I sat down with my assistant and I said, look, I actually want to make sure with this strategy that in 2017, I'm home more than I've ever been, at least in the last 15 years. So I've cut 40% of my weekend traveling out to be home more. So I'm just going to warn you now, you're going to see a whole lot more of me. You're going to be stuck with me for a bit more for about 2017. Because God really said, strengthen and build. Is that good? Amen. Thank you for always sending me, by the way, and thank you for always being on mission. But I'm looking forward to it. Oh, praise God. So, having said that, let me just talk to you a little bit about some of the campuses for a minute, and we've got other things we want to say. We have a photograph here of our Great Neck campus, and let me talk to you about Great Neck for a minute here because there's a couple of things that are really important. That is, I really got the next building that we're going to build. And by the way, we kind of build Wade Convention Center. We built our epicenter here. We've bought all this land. We've built our Seaboard Road property and 31 acres. It's all paid for. The building's all paid for. Norfolk's all paid for. The building's all paid for. Isn't that great? And we do obviously have, you know, a mortgage on Convention Center, but that's the only mortgage we have in Jesus' name. But with all that, you know, the next building I got at my heart to build is our youth center right here. And in the youth center, what I want to do is build I think it's going to be up to 1,000 people that we can seat over here in that building over there. I'm thinking it'll be more of a flat floor myself, but we'll talk to our youth pastors about that. And then I want to do, I don't know what graphic's next, but let's go to the next graphic, an indoor basketball court in our youth center. I also want to build whatever's called a kitchen, a banqueting kitchen, all part of that, so we can have functions right here and not have to always be going outside and have, you know, all the cooking and all that. Then we got the indoor skate park. That's all going to be part of. And then the indoor wave riding machine. That's me, if you're wondering. I just went down to San Diego, had a little surf for a minute. Praise God. Look at that jump. Isn't that amazing? Look at that tight stomach. Oh, dear God. That so can't be me now that I think about it. Praise God. Somebody said to me yesterday, Steve, you're looking so lean. You're looking so lean. And I said, look, I'm still the Goodyear blimp. I'm still trying to get myself in shape here. And they didn't know what the Goodyear blimp was. And I said, you know that big thing in the sky that flies over sporting events that does the aerial shot? That's me. Praise the Lord. And so I'm just looking forward to seeing all that built out there. And I'm committed to it. It will be our next building in Jesus' name. Amen. And over here, we're going to expand our children's facility, and that's what's going to happen on our Great Neck campus. I'm so excited to announce that we will be announcing within a couple of weeks the new emblem leaders of our young adults. Joe and Lauren have gone to Seaboard. Man, I love Joe and Lauren. You want to talk about give out of strength? Thank God for Great Neck, that out of the strength of Great Neck, we're able to sow Joe and Lauren, who are without a doubt the finest preachers on our preaching team. Amen. And we sent them down to Seaboard, but then we got Josh and we got Brooke. How many think they're doing amazing? And so we want to strengthen the teams. And so what we're doing is we'll be announcing a new emblem leader. We're also announcing today that Luke and Katie Llewellyn will be taking on the role of youth pastor. Josh and Brooke will still be overseeing what happens there. And we're expanding our children's center. And also Will and Darcy, who are somewhere here, Mastella, where are they? They're actually going to be taking on a key role and help building teams and have overseeing what's happening here at Great Neck, which I'm excited about. At Seaboard, which we have the photograph, and I think we've even got a visual, that's the building that's there now, but that will become a warehouse. This is the fly-through of the buildings we will build, a children's center, a youth center, and a main auditorium that I want to call Wave Convention Center 2, and then on top of that, we're going to have an amphitheater, we're going to have a chapel to do weddings and funerals, and we'll still have that building that we're in right now on Seaboard, which, by the way, is paid for and debt-free in the name of Jesus. Josh and Rachel Coxwell, we've sent them to join alongside Joe and Lauren. Rachel's going to be working in the children's ministry at Seaboard, and Josh Coxwell is going to be right there alongside of Joe. And on top of that, Robbie and Jess Hewlett will be serving just like Will and Darcy are here, building in the service, building in that campus, and I'm excited about that. In Wilson, we got a good photo of what Wilson campus looks like. Josh and Sarah Sepulveda, who I forgot to mention in the 9 o'clock service, are really key leaders in our Wilson campus. I just want you to know who they are, what they look like. We got to meet the family. And we just bought an acre of land. Listen to this. Worth $55,000 for $30,000. We've remodeled the lobby. We're wanting to work more in our kids' buildings down there. And I was just thinking, some people say, why do you put so much focus on buildings? Buildings, at the end of the day, are only a reflection of people. Because if we reach more people, we need bigger facilities. But not just bigger facilities, but I believe excellent facilities. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. One of the distinctives of Wave Church is we believe in excellence. Amen. I believe in architectural evangelism. I believe a church ought to say to the community that the church is beautiful and vibrant and relevant and trend-setting and prophetic and declaring she's growing, she's healthy. Amen. Not some broken down, handwritten sign out of order and please pardon our mess all the time and everything is a mess. I mean, it's a bit like this. I was thinking about this. I was thinking if I had two bags here today, which I do, and this bag here, I actually went and we went to Walmart and we bought something from Walmart yesterday. As a result of it, Walmart just gave me a bag. This is the bag. And then yesterday we also went to Nordstrom's. We deliberately went shopping because of the sermon I'm preaching today. How many think that's a good excuse to go shopping right there? And so Nordstrom's gave us a bag here. Now, I'm just curious, and be honest with me here, I can only see our Great Neck campus, so I'm going to need you to show me a good response here. And be honest with me, if I were to say to you, I'm going to give you a gift, and one gift is from Walmart, and the other gift is from Nordstrom. Be honest, how many would like the gift from Walmart? Let me just see, how many would like it? Yeah, not very many hands. Now, be honest. That this is not showing materialism. This is not showing greed. Who would like the gift from Nordstrom's? See? Okay, that's my point. Now, why is that? Because what if I told you the same product is in both bags? I still think the majority of people go, yeah, I want it from Nordstrom's. Why? Because it's all in the packaging. I mean, if it's the same thing, and the church, we have the Bible, but I believe we ought to present the church, as we like, as Nordstrom's, not as Walmart's. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? The church is alive. She's vibrant. We've got the message of truth and life and blessing and healing. We've got the truth of salvation. But we got to make sure we present the church how God wants to present her to himself, beautiful, holy, blameless, without spot, blame, or blemish, or wrinkle. We ought to be presenting the church. We are the church. I believe in landscape evangelism. I believe even the way in which we take care of our lawns and to take care of our trees is a statement of presenting the bride of Christ as beautiful. But it's all in the packaging. We don't want to package and present ourselves as some broken down place. By the way, I like Walmart. Do you understand? I go to Walmart. I shop at Walmart. It's got a great, great hunting section. Praise the Lord. It's got the best toy section there is. What if I'm going to buy my grandson a toy, which I love to do? I'm not going to Nordstrom's. They don't have toys. But man, Walmart's got toys. All right, we'll keep moving. I guess you're really excited about that. Okay, Greenville campus. It's newly remodeled because of the fire. $300,000 investment in that. We're looking to renegotiate our lease. I'm just going to ask you as a church, because this is family, would you pray that we have a successful renegotiating in April? That lease is up. We're looking to sign at least a good several more years to secure that campus, because we love being in Greenville, and that's exciting. We've also got in Greenville, Bobby and Megan, who are the service pastors directly under Adam and Marlise, and as well, Bashan and Kayla Thompson. I want to show you their photos. I want you to see in our A campus, we're going to strengthen this. Now, in Norfolk, our latest paid for building on College Place. Man, I love it. It's a great facility. Multiple services already. I told Jared, you need to get to 5 services, then we'll buy another building. Because then we won't be able to do more than 5 services in that facility. Truth be told, I haven't told Jared this yet, but he's finding out now. We could probably even do 7 down there, I'm thinking. Jared just had a heart attack right there. But the bottom line is, I love what God's doing. Norfolk just sowed Will and Darcy back into this campus. But I love what we're doing, what God's doing right down there in the main street. When the City Economic Development Center found out a church bought that building, can I tell you, this is true. They said this to me. We were nervous about a church coming into downtown Norfolk until we found out it was Wave Church. Wave Church is the kind of church that is reaching the very people we want in our downtown area. And by the way, we're reaching everybody. I don't know what their impression is, but I did think, well, that's a good presentation of the church to our city, don't you? Thank God for what God is doing in all these different places. And Jared, I know, wants to do more with the sound and the lobby. Chesapeake at the Spring Hill Suites and Greenbrier Mall. Bethany and Sebastian Tripp are absolutely amazing volunteers working alongside of Chris and Alicia. Richmond, oh man! Richmond, look at this building in Richmond. This is the Cultural Arts Center. We are happy there. We have got room to breathe. Keto, you can do 5 at least, maybe 7 as well services. But we're looking right now for an investment in the real estate. But we got some time now to grow in our Richmond campus. Kim and Chris Huggins are there as volunteers doing an amazing job. We're looking into investing into some real estate. Our youth ministry in Richmond has started on Wednesday nights. Oh man, I'm excited about it. Andrew Wells is doing amazing. Wave Los Angeles. Now I know I'm talking to just all of our campuses, but let me tell you, what God is doing in Wave LA is amazing. I'm announcing today, they don't know this, but I'm announcing today that we are going to multiple services. We're packed in our LA campus. You need to congratulate Israel and Rachel. So packed are we that actually, we're actually having to take the children out as of next Sunday so that we have more seats for more people to come to church. And then between now and Easter, we're going to have the kids out so we can invite more people. And then as of Easter, we've got the Hermosa Beach Civic Center to have our Easter Sunday service. And then we go back to our facility on the Pacific Coast Highway at Hermosa Beach. And we go to multiple services and we bring all the kids back in. How do I think these are good things to be dealing with in Jesus' name? Amen. And they're doing an amazing job. Goody and Lucy Goodloe. I think we have a photo of this couple. This guy here is without a doubt one of the greatest additions to our team in Wave Church. He is going to be a part, an integral part of our preaching team, not just in LA, but he'll be helping us across a lot of our campuses. And let me tell you, he is the prince of preachers. He's one of the most educated, trained, articulate preachers you're going to hear. You'll be hearing about Goody in our future, and we're excited. Can we welcome Goody and his wife, Lucy? Amen. Write the vision. Make it plain. Here's what we are. We're called to go wide, and we're called to go deep. We are here to seek and save the lost. And we're here to heal the found in the name of Jesus. Amen. So God gave me five major things that I'm going to teach on this year that we will do collectively in every campus. LA's already beat me to the first thing. That's LA. They always think they're out in front. Praise the Lord. I like to remind LA every now and again, because I love them, that, you know, they always say that there's great wisdom in LA. And I go, well, there might be, but you realize that the wise men came from the east. Praise the Lord. I'm just saying that they came from the east. Anybody feel me here on the east coast? Amen. Here are the five things. Number one, we're going to teach on fitness, but fitness, spirit, soul, and body. I'm going to preach a whole sermon on a bike. Praise the Lord. I won't be pedaling necessarily, but I will probably. And it's on spirit, soul, and body, just getting yourself fit. And then I want to talk about building bridges into your world, how to reach lost people, how to relate to this world in which God's called us to reach. Then I want to talk about God, money, and me. But it's not a series on giving per se, but it's a series on how to steward your finances, how to have wisdom across your life, of which giving is a part. Amen. But if you give, just because you tithe doesn't mean you're going to necessarily, I promise you, if you're tithing but you're spending more than you're earning, tithing's not going to help you. I mean, it's going to help redeem, it belongs to God, but some people think, well, if I just tithe and tithe alone, that's all I need to do. No, you need wisdom in the management of your finances. Amen. So I want to teach about stewardship of your finances. This year, Josh and I talked about it, and we're going to do at least one, maybe two financial freedom seminars midweek to help people with the stewardship. We're jealous for you to live a blessed life. Yes, to give, but it's more than that. It's having wisdom and stewardship and the management and the allocation of your finances. How many think that's going to be a good thing? Then number four, we want to actually talk to you about renewing of the minds. Boy, that's a big subject. And then number five, I want to talk about heaven and hell. I'm amazed as a pastor. Sometimes people, even in Wave Church, who I love dearly, I chose to live here. You understand? Some of you were born here, not me. I chose to live here. You with me here? I moved here because this is where I believe God wants us to be. You understand? But sometimes people right here in Wake go, surely, Pastor, you don't believe that someone who's never met Jesus as their Lord and Savior, if they were good people, would go to hell. And I go, yes, I do believe that. That's why Jesus came. If there was another way to get to heaven, Jesus would have taken that option. But Jesus surrendered his will to the Father and said, nevertheless, Father, not my will, but your will be done. If there was another way outside of Jesus, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father. I believe hell is real. I believe hell is absolutely real. And I believe heaven is real. And sometimes, and I don't want the fear of hell to get people to saved, to get people to get saved. I want the wonder of what is heaven. Amen. Sometimes Christians see heaven as like death is some major failure of their faith. Let me tell you, it's graduation day. We're going to spend a lot more time in heaven than we ever will here on earth. My job's just get you ready for heaven. Amen. So we're going to talk about it. I'm looking forward to that. Praise the Lord. In our Connect groups, we're going to teach the curriculum from Rob Morris on the blessed life. In our Connect groups, we're going to teach the curriculum on worship. We're going to teach the curriculum from Casey Treat on the renewing of the mind. We're going to be teaching in our Connect groups on building bridges with our world and with lost people. And we're going to be teaching on whatever it takes. Everybody say whatever it takes. You know, Sharon, probably about 16 years ago, maybe 17 years ago, was out in the front of our parking lot. And back in those days, some of you remember this. I see Joe and Marie Umidi. You might remember this. The church used to sell Christmas trees out on the front of the property. Anybody remember? And this is what the Christmas tree sales were to do, to pay the payment on the mortgage of our property. And I remember if we didn't sell the trees, we wouldn't have had the payment to pay the payment. I remember one time Seth came to me and said, "Steve, we got to get these trees. They're coming late and we got a big land payment." Is that right, Seth? And I said, "Oh, what do you mean? What are you talking about?" He goes, "Well, it's an integral part of the funds." Can I tell you, the profit of those Christmas trees today wouldn't pay for a week of the power bill in this building. How many of them would come a long way? Would that be true, Josh? Josh is going, it would be true. But back in those days, we just did what we could. How many thank God we've grown some since then? Amen? But I remember because this one lady pulled up and said to my wife, Sharon, she goes, what are you doing selling Christmas trees out? It was cold. There was snow on the ground. It was freezing. Sharon's there cutting the end off the Christmas tree. She's sticking the Christmas tree up on the person's car. She's tying the Christmas tree down. She's all rugged up. And she looked pretty cute, to tell you the truth. It was kind of like, "Honey, you're my snow bunny. I like this." And we had a little shed there, and I'd go in and kiss her in the shed. I'm just saying. And that's all I'm saying. Sharon's going, "Stop." But this one lady said, this one lady said, "You got to know, you'd be so proud of me. If you knew the things I think that I don't say, you should live in this head. It's a scary place." But this one lady said, "Aren't you the pastor's wife?" Which in her eyes, Sharon is the pastor's wife. I've never seen her as the pastor's wife. She never sees me as being the wife of the pastor. You know what I mean? Like we just co-pastor the church together. And she goes, "Why are you?" She goes, "Don't you have people?" And Sharon's going, "But it's leadership by example." And she said to this lady, "I'm just here to do whatever it takes. I'm not caught up in the status of who I am. I'm not enamored with some title that this serving is below me. And if today it's selling Christmas trees and tomorrow it's answering the phone and maybe next Sunday it's preaching in the church, I'm just here to do whatever it takes." Remember that? Anybody remember that? And so prophetic were those words that when Sharon said it, I literally, some of you remember this, I put those words up on the purple walls. How many remember the purple walls? And we stuck whatever it takes. And as I was praying last year for this year, that's what God said to me. We're here to do whatever it takes to build the church. Amen. We're not going to get caught up in title. We're not going to get caught up in position. We're not going to see things below us. We're just going to do whatever it takes to build the church in Jesus' name. Amen. So we want to go wide and we want to go deep. The deep is discipleship. The deep is our college and training. The deep is our connect groups. The deep is our departments. The deep is the pastoral care. The wide is having great services, dynamic, relevant preaching. That was your chance to encourage your pastor. Touching heaven worship encounters. Healing the saved. Amen. The wide is our TV, our online, our resources, our conferences, our curriculum. We want to go wide and we want to go deep in the name of Jesus. We want to scratch where people are reaching. We don't want to be answering questions nobody's asking. Amen. We're going to be doing mission trips this year, as always. We're sending Emblem to Jerusalem again. We're sending our youth high school to Los Angeles to help outreach into LA during the spring break, I think it is. Oh, I'm excited about that. We're sending another team to Russia, to the orphanage. We're doing a Wave Foundation trip to Israel. Let me tell you about that one. I actually talked to a guy who owns, I think it's 10 TV stations. Our TV guys hate it when I come down here. I love to do it just to freak them out. And so I was talking to a guy who owns 10 TV stations in Israel. And I said, "Man, some of my life's greatest sermons are all about different places in Israel." And as I've toured the Holy Land now, I think 3 times or 4 times, I just get so inspired seeing places that I've preached about people and events. And I said, "I want to come back with a film crew and preach some of those life messages on location. And I'd love to invite some people to come so we have a bit of an audience and I can preach it to them, but then maybe broadcast that at a TV show." And this guy said to me, he owns 8 TV stations. He goes, "You don't need to bring a film crew. I own a TV station. I'll provide all the cameras, all the equipment. All you need to do is bring a producer." So who would like to come be a part of a tour of the Holy Lands and put up with a few of your sermons, pastor's sermons. Does that be good? We're going to do it this year. We're going to do it. We're going to Israel, and I'm going to be preaching on location some of my life's favorite messages. It's going to be awesome. All right. Everybody excited? What are we here to do? To heal, number one, seek and save the lost, to go wide, and we're also here to go deep, the saving of the found. The theme for the year is whatever it takes. Who's in? Come on, who's in? So the five things are, that was just one, that's just Wave Church. I haven't even talked to you about the bigger picture of what we want to do on mission, but the second one is simply this. I'm going to move for these fast. Wave Conference. Do you know Sharon has got one of the most amazing conferences, and I mean this, in the United States. This building is packed to the back rafters every March. And let me tell you something. We are part of our going wide. I love the fact that so many women from other churches come to our conference. We want our women to be there because it's first and foremost for you. But that's what we are. And then Wave Conference every August is a church conference where pastors and leaders come from all over the United States and around the world. That's the second thing. Number one, five things God called me to. Number one, Wave Church. Number two was those conferences. Number three is, listen to this one, it's not just the conferences, but also, listen to this, number three is our media and our Wave television, online streaming. We're having a strategic meeting next week to look at what we're going to do in the future with our television. We're here locally. I believe God's called us to have a national and an international influence on television. Number four, Wave Publishing. That's our books, our curriculum, our worship album. I really felt like God said this year that our creative team, the ask on them, is to produce, write and sing and produce 10 new songs this year that are album worthy, that will go around the world to be a blessing to the body of Christ. That's all part of the wide. It's all part of the deep. Come on, thank God for our creative team. Amen. And then our publishing of books and curriculum. And finally, Wave Leadership College. Wave Leadership College is amazing. Do you know, we've had the accreditation of ourselves, Wave Leadership College, for our undergraduate, the first 2 years, with government accreditation, government approval, full. You with me here? We then partnered with Southeastern University and actually got accreditation for the next 2 years with them. And actually, it's not just an online campus. There's actually campus instructors that sit here working with those students. And if you go to Wave Leadership College, you'll get a degree like you would anywhere else, or part of the SACS accreditation, and actually save $40,000 in college fees compared to any other college. And you're getting, and it's a legitimate, bona fide degree. But in the next 10 years, you know what I want? I want Wave Leadership College to provide its degree. And I thank God for Southeastern, and they're with us, and we got no issues with them. But I want to make sure we stand on our own with our accreditation. And I want to make sure we've got our facilities and we continue to build Wave. They're the five things. In 2015, God said, Steve, this is what you devote the next 15 years of your life for. I want to let you know, I intend to die here. I got no intention. I thank God for the 8 campuses. I thank God for LA. LA is now self-sustaining. So the money we gave to the foundation to help plant LA, we are now saving for our next church plant. But I'll be honest with you, I don't have in my heart that we'll do another one this year. We're going to strengthen this year. We're going to strengthen the base. We're going to give out of our strength, not give away our strength. You think about what we've done. We've sown Chris and Alicia Moore, a great couple, into Chesapeake. We've sown 100 people minimum out of this service alone to Chesapeake. And here we are today. Look where we are. We've also sown, I don't know how many people have gone over the Norfolk since we bought the building. Because the truth is, I didn't blame people before. Our children's ministry area was an alcohol, like a storage closet for the alcohol in a nightclub. And they used to say, there ain't many kids come into Wave Norfolk. I don't blame them. But now we've got some great facilities down there. I'm just happy that people are part of our Wave family, wherever you are. Just be a part of us. Amen. But we've sown Jared and Alyssa. We've got Joe and Lauren down in Seaboard. Dear God, Sam Chan, one of the top leadership experts in the world, said to me, I don't know a church anywhere in the world, listen to what he said, that has got a deeper bench of leaders than Wave Church. He goes, not just of leaders, but the caliber of the leaders. He goes, that you could take and make change in a campus and that campus not miss a beat. He goes, I don't know a church anywhere in the world. And I tell you, I believe if that's true, and I think it is, I'm not speaking of me now, I'm speaking of the team. If that's true, is we're committed to go wide and we're committed to go deep in Jesus' name. I'm going to close with a video clip I want to show you because to me, I saw this movie, and this movie is called Apollo 13. And it's based on a true story. I just had a memory blank there for a second. It's based on a true story. Remember the astronauts got lost in space? Not Will Robertson, lost in space. Okay? But they actually couldn't come back in because of technical problems. And they were trying to figure out, how do we get our astronauts home? This is all based on the rhetoric of a true dialogue that actually took place in NASA, trying to figure out, how do we get our astronauts home? They're lost. And as they were talking about it, I kept thinking, how do we reach lost people? And so many times, there's so many reasons and excuses why we can't. Well, I just don't want to be part of the church because I don't want to give. I don't want to, I got my holiday home. I just married a wife. I just started a new business. I can't come because I got my investments. You know, please, Pastor, don't ask anything of me. And I'm watching this movie. And I thought, if we could take from that movie the lesson of whatever it takes. Can you look at this for a minute? And we're going to close out the message. Check this out.
So you're telling
me, astronaut in space, and we're not going to lose one on my watch. Failure is not an option. Wave Church, we are here to seek and save the lost, and failure is not an option. We're going to get lost people found. We're going to bring them home, and we're going to do whatever it takes in the name of Jesus. We're not going to have all the reasons and all the excuses why it can't be done. The church is the hope of the world. Politics, government will not change a person's heart, but the preaching of the Word of God can, will, and does. We will do. Come on, everybody in every campus. Come on, don't applaud me, but let's applaud the vision. We are here to seek and save the lost. Come on, we are here for the healing of the found. We are here to do whatever it takes. Failure is not an option. Jesus shed his blood for this great cause. Let's not have all the reasons why. I love listening to that. They're, to me, that's just the same in my mind. People are telling me, oh, Sunday night church doesn't work. Oh, why bother having Sunday nights? Well, it sure works in our church. Matter of fact, here's what I want to do while you're standing. Please stay. I'm not going to keep you long, I promise you. But you know what? As I was praying this week, the Lord gave me an understanding of the book of Nehemiah. And I've never, I'm telling you, in 18 years of preparing sermons at Wave Church, I've never trembled as I wrote a sermon. And the part of the sermon that I've yet to preach is tonight. Because God showed me out of the book of Nehemiah, without a doubt, Nehemiah in the Old Testament was one of the greatest visionaries that ever lived. Without a doubt, what he did to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days around a city is nothing short of extraordinary. And I just started reading through the book of Nehemiah, and I didn't even want to touch it this morning because I wouldn't do it the justice it deserves. What I want to do is get us a bigger picture of the vision of Wave Church, which is always reaching lost people and the healing of the found. Amen? Wide and deep. The five things that God's called us to do. Everybody got that? But I promise you, I'm making a promise now. I promise you, come tonight, and I will teach you out of the book of Nehemiah, and some of you will go, you're kidding, 16 insights that I'm going to give. They're so self-explanatory, they don't need a lot of explaining. About, through the book of Nehemiah, how you can build your life with vision and see your vision come to pass. It will help you individually about your life. Imagine if everybody here in every campus picked up the principles that accelerated momentum of the vision that God has for your life. Imagine the difference that would make in this church, because individually we'd all bring that acceleration of momentum into the house of God. And I'm telling you, I wished it was already tonight. I can't wait to preach tonight's message. I'm telling you, last night I kept thinking about it and I just got, dear God, and I want you to come back tonight, 6 o'clock, and hear this teaching that is all part of Vision Sunday.
You with me here? We call it Vision Sunday because the truth is, do you know, as a pastor teaching vision for 18 years, our vision hasn't changed. Have you noticed? But it's the next step. It's the next phase. Anybody knows me knows I preach vision. It's one of the most requested things I get asked to teach in the business world and the corporate world. Seriously, it is. Some of the biggest, one company asked me every year to come and teach, and they're the seventh largest mortgage company in the United States. And that guy would say where he learned vision from was by being part of Wave Church. He says, would you come teach my company how to have vision like you taught me to have a vision for this company? And as good as all the vision I've ever taught, this here is so fresh for me. I've never preached it. I've never heard it. But God downloaded it. Sharon says to me, you write your sermon so fast. And I go, honey, it takes months for me to write a sermon. I'm always thinking about it all the time. But when it comes to the writing of it, it is fast because I've been meditating on it for months. I want to encourage you. I'm making you a promise. You come tonight, you'll walk out of here with keys on how you can build your vision in your life in Jesus' name. That sound good? I'm going to give back to all the campuses except for Seaboard. Well, no, except for Chesapeake and our online campus. Everybody here, stay standing. And this is what I want to do in the last 60 seconds of this service. I want to talk to you about your relationship with Jesus. How many think on a Vision Sunday, it's only right if our vision is to see people meet Jesus, that in Vision Sunday, people meet Jesus? Amen. At Chesapeake and online, this is what I want you to do. Look at me now. I want everybody to look at me. Do you know Jesus? Are you a Christian? I grew up as a little boy in a Catholic church. I thank God for the Catholic church. I got nothing bad to say about it. But one thing I will say, I didn't relate to it. To me, it was all bells and smells. It was stand, sit, kneel, be quiet. I wore sneakers in church one day and they squeaked and a nun slapped me over the back of the head because I was making noise in a holy place. You know what? I said to my parents at the age of 12, yeah, I don't need this, I'm out. But when my friend became a Christian at the age of 17, everything changed. I said to my parents, I met Jesus. I'm a Christian now. And I got to tell you something. From that day till this, I'm now 53 years of age. I know what some of you are thinking. That's impossible. You're far too young. You don't look 53. Thank you for the thought. Why are you laughing at me? Look at me. Can I tell you something? Never in my wildest dreams did I think God could do with me what He's done. Can I tell you something? This is what the Bible says. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man that which God has prepared for you. Can I tell you something? Everything changes when you meet Jesus. I want to pray for you this morning. Maybe you were turned off church, just growing up, stuff that happens. Maybe you once were a Christian and you're away from God today. Would you come home? We want to welcome you home. We want to say to you, Jesus loves you. I'm going to ask you in a moment, if you say, Steve, you're talking to me. Steve, I want to give my life to Jesus. Steve, I want to come back to God. I'm going to ask you to do one simple thing. We're already standing. But I'm going to ask you to do one simple thing. Just lift your hand in the air. And by lifting it, you're just saying, Steve, pray for me. I want to come to Jesus. I want to get right with God. Already people are raising their hands. Come on. Why don't we close our eyes? Why don't we bow our heads? And if that's you, and you say, Steve, you're talking to me. In Chesapeake Online, would you just lift your hand right now and say, you're talking to me. God bless you right there. Who else will lift your hand? Come on. Just lift it up nice and high. High enough and long enough for me to see it. God bless you right there. Who else? God bless you right there. Who else? God bless you right there. God bless you right there. Who else will lift your hand? God bless you right there. Who else this morning? Come on, I'm looking for you. God bless you. There's two people right there. I see those hands. That's wonderful. Who else would just lift your hand? Come on, give it a wave if I haven't seen it, because I want to pray with you and for you. God bless you right there in that middle section. I see you as well. My last call, if you haven't lifted your hand in Chesapeake, come on online. Why don't you lift your hand? Why don't you click I made a decision? My last call, lift it now if you haven't lifted it. Come on, in the name of Jesus, God bless you. There's another hand. Come on, church, let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. Ah, come on, whatever it takes to seek and save the lost. I'm going to lead us in a prayer. We're all going to pray together. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you today to come into my life, to forgive me of my sins. I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart. I am now a Christian. In Jesus' name. All right, I know we've clapped a lot, but I think we've got to save the best praise for now. Come on. Whatever it takes.